This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Filmist with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Hello, you are listening to the Filmish Show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Yo.
So, coming up on today's show, Mark will be giving us his DVD review. That will be followed by Danny's two-minute movie pitch. Then we'll be looking at the UK box office top three, seeing what those are. And, of course, then having... we're chatting to our guest. I'm sorry, could you stop, Mark? Stop. I need to just have a little chat with our listenership. Regulars will know that we normally have a chicken in between.
Yeah.
And we get a bit knackered. I had a fish finger sandwich and some chips.
Yeah.
So I had bread, pizza. And then I had some of your pizza. I'm out of it.
I think pizza's worse than the chicken, to be honest.
I'm absolutely out of it.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you just not do it?
I'm struggling more than I've ever struggled.
Shall we just go straight to our guest?
What, now?
Yeah, just get it done.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Oh, okay, right, no.
God.
We've got our guest. She is the first ever female playing General Zod in Sci-Fi's new programme, Krypton.
Wow.
It's Anne Ogbomo.
And she's a guest on our show.
Yes.
Wow.
It's exciting. She's been in Justice League and Wonder Woman.
Brilliant.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, who was she? But we need to have a look so we can do a bit of research and find out who she was in those. Do you know who she was in those?
No, but, I mean...
We could ask her. Is that rude?
Yeah.
Is it?
Definitely.
Okay,
why
don't
you check during the song and then...
Yeah, we will, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, but well, let's start off, before all that, with movie news.
Movie news.
Okay, so Jennifer Connelly in talks to appear in Top Gun 2.
Okay, who's that?
Who's Jennifer Connelly?
Yeah.
This is why it's called Film-ish and not the film show.
I will know who it is, I'm sure, but who is it?
I've seen the Hulk.
Yes.
Or Hulk, I think it was just called Hulk.
Oh, what, ages ago? Norton.
No, before Norton, Banner.
Before Norton, Banner.
That but
it's
was
always
called
Banner.
The, no, Eric Banner. Banner.
Eric Banner
played Bruce Banner.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That woman
is
on
that
the
how
screen.
We got it? Oh, I like her.
Do you remember Hulk?
She's got
before?
Nice eyes.
Oh my God, you sound.
What's wrong with that? That's a compliment.
Hate. You can't look at women and go, I not? I like her.
No, I said I like her eyes.
She does have nice eyes.
She's a great actress.
Okay, so Jennifer Connelly.
She is, I like her.
You recognise? Do you remember the Hulk?
She's been in a few rom-coms, hasn't she?
I'd expect so.
Yeah.
She's married to Paul Bettany.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Who's Paul Bettany?
For fuck.
But this is informative for the people listening that don't know.
But
so tell them.
If you don't know who Paul Bettany is, he was...
I bet there's more people don't know than do know listening.
What, they listen to the show?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, tweet us to let us know if you know who Paul Bettany is. No one tweets us. Paul Bettany is in Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, Age of Ultron. Don't show him the picture. Oh, no.
Showed me the picture.
Oh.
I still don't recognise him. No idea. No idea. Paul Bettany needs to up his game.
You know Age of Ultron?
Yes.
Avengers 2?
Yeah, I like that one.
The robot.
Yeah.
The red robot that's now... He's got.
Well, that looks nothing like him.
But he plays...
How am I supposed to know who that is?
But in the latest Avengers, in Infinity Wars, he played himself for a bit.
What?
He turned into the human version of himself.
Oh, right.
So there's the picture of him as the robot thing.
That's not the same guy.
Yes, it is.
That's the
same
guy in Wimbledon.
Yes!
That's not the picture she just showed.
Yes, it was!
No!
He's aged, it happens.
He's aged, he has aged.
Yeah, but...
He looks better with the paint on then.
No, but he's not... I mean, he's aged well, mate.
Yeah,
he looks
good. I know who he is.
He's the antagonist in Solo.
Yes, he is.
There you go.
Yeah, Wimbledon. I really liked Wimbledon.
Of course
you
did.
Did you like it?
I love
a rom-com. Bloody love a rom-com.
You're going to love this.
What?
I've got...
Hang on, why did we talk about him?
I've got some...
He's married to that other woman.
Married to Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, good on him.
I've got something to tell you about Wimbledon.
What about Wimbledon?
The film.
Yeah.
I...
Yeah?
Auditioned to be an extra and didn't get it.
To be an extra.
Yeah, to be sat in the crowd watching a tennis match.
You have to be auditioned.
Well, not auditioned.
You have to turn up.
And they... don't know what that means. You have to turn up and they take a picture of you. And then obviously someone just goes for all the photos and goes, yeah, he'll be fine.
This is before you start, your career went all right.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, before my career did what?
Went all right, you know. I didn't want to big you up too much.
Went all right. You can't say that.
Yeah, but I can't just say before your career went amazing. Like, you'd then say to me, oh, stop it.
Well, just career took off. Right. Sekiro took off.
Right, for future reference.
Because then it's sort of vague, bored.
In news this anything. Week, in our brother show, news this.
Sister show.
No.
So what?
You term, said that's brother.
No, I know. But the term, for people that haven't listened to Newsish, what you're doing with your life, check that out. But we were talking about this, and this we call this the sister show.
Yeah.
Which is a term generally used. But so we're now calling Newsish the brother show.
Yeah.
For equality.
Yeah.
To men.
Yeah.
Right, so the brother show.
What did I say in the brother show? I can't remember what we're talking about.
Oh, fuck.
What were we talking about? Don't swear.
I was talking about being an extra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before your career took off. Oh, in Newsish, our brother show.
Yeah.
I really complimented you, didn't I? Or was that before we went on air? Was that before we went on air?
It was before we went on air.
Oh, was it?
You're now telling listeners things that you said before we went on air of another show. Fantastic, Mark.
But it was nice to
brilliant.
You, wasn't
filming
I?
Started on the long sequel back in May. Connolly is expected to play the movie's female lead, a single mother who runs a local bar near the Navy base. Cruise, that's Tom, is reprising his role as hot Navy pilot Maverick in the sequel to the 1986 movie that is being directed by Joseph Kaczynski. Kaczynski directed Cruise in the sci-fi thriller, and it should be said, this is me, not for the blurb, Letdown, Oblivion.
I liked Oblivion.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think it was a bit of a flop.
It might have been, but I liked it.
Okay, there you go. So there you go. Are you looking forward to Top Gun 2?
First I've heard of it. And
you heard of Top Gun?
Heard of Top Gun.
You like Top Gun?
I love Top Gun.
There you go. I've not seen Top Gun.
Hang on, what?
But just when
you're a huge Tom Cruise fan, you haven't seen Top Gun?
Love Cruise.
Hang on. Why haven't you seen Top Gun?
I just never got around to it.
What?
And now it's like, oh, I don't want to. It'll be rubbish, won't it?
No.
If you haven't seen it, it will, because
no,
it won't be nostalgic to me.
So you won't watch Top Gun 2?
All right, yeah, maybe when Top Gun 2's out, I'll
watch it. Watch it and then report back what you think of Top Gun.
Good idea.
You won't do it.
Okay, no, I won't.
Right, I don't know whether it's a good idea to. Oh, Val Kilmer is going to be in it as well as Iceman.
Love Val Kilmer.
Yeah, you don't know what Iceman is then, do you? You know nothing.
Well, I've seen Hot Shots, which parodies Top Gun, and so I know...
So that's wasted on you. Did you find Hot Shots good?
Of course,
but hilarious. If you don't know what they're parodying...
You don't need to.
Wow.
I've never seen Rambo, and I've seen Hot,
there
Shots,
must be
Hot
scenes.
Shots Part 2, and I've never seen Rambo.
There's a second... So, what about the scene when you're... I suppose the scene when he's sort of going along on the horse, and he's doing like the handstands and everything on the horse.
Yeah. That's still hilarious.
Yeah, that's it. It's funny anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
But that is in Top Gun.
I know.
How do you know?
Because it's the story.
How do you know?
It's taking off Top Gun.
Of course it is, but it'll be taking off other films as well, surely.
Yeah, but the main storyline.
But how did? Yeah, I'm just saying. How do you know?
Right. In other news, Taylor Swift,
yes,
James Corden, Sir Ian McKellen, and Jennifer Hudson.
Orgy.
Yes. Well done.
Is that what the film's called?
Yes. We'll start in a new adaptation of.
Meow. And let me guess.
Yeah. I gave you a clue.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of. Oh, hang on. Film adaptation. Yeah. It can't already be a film.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, I know. It's a cat.
Yeah. Plural.
Cats. Cats, the musical.
Well done. As one of the longest running musicals in Broadway history, it's been translated into more than 20 languages across the world, grossing more than $340 million to date. A straight-to-video musical film was released in 1998, but it's now been announced that a new movie adaptation will be directed by Tom Hooper, who directed the brilliant King's Speech. Have you seen that?
Loved it.
Fucking brilliant. So, those four. Cats. What do you reckon? Corden.
I don't really understand what that is. Are they cats? Are they all cats in it?
I'd reckon so.
So, are they animation?
What? I don't know. It would say if
so
it
they're
was.
Dressed up as cats? Or are they going to look CGI dressed up as cats?
I don't know. Yeah. Interesting.
Are they going to be
performing?
I prefer
them in like fluffy cats like in the play. Like dressed up as cats.
I haven't seen the play, actually.
Either have I. But I've seen posters.
No, they're not going to be just dressed up as cats, are they? They're going to look like cats. Human cats. I don't know. That's really weird. It's a bit freaky, isn't it?
I should do Thundercats. That'd be better.
I loved. That was one of my favourite cartoons.
Doesn't surprise
was
me.
Was it your favourite cartoon?
Yeah. Remember one of my opening jokes? I look like a Thundercat on heroin.
Thundercats. Oh yeah. It
remember?
Was.
Hello,
yeah.
I'm Sean Walsh. I look like a Thundercat on heroin. There you go. Bang.
I loved Thundercats.
And then, my career took off.
Did they? Did they do a film for Thundercats ever?
No. Well,
I think they did
an animated
film.
Movie. Yeah, that's
I had that on VHS. That one.
All right.
There's a mummy in it. Do you remember?
No. No. Didn't see it.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. So you don't really know what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. Can we find out if it's going to be CGI or something? Be nice to know.
You should try and get like a part as an extra in Cats. You could do that.
Look
like a cat. Yeah.
Like a hungover cat.
Yeah. Is there a hungover cat character in Cats?
Now the big news, big movie news. What?
Just ignore me.
That's the best thing to do with you. Just move on. Big news. I'm sure you've been made aware already.
Probably not.
James Gunn.
No.
Mean anything to you?
No.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. The first
one. You still don't know what the news is?
Don't know what the news is, no.
Dropped from Guardians of the Galaxy 3. This is huge. He wrote and directed the first two.
What?
Been booted off.
Isn't that so harsh, isn't it?
Well, depends what for. It comes after a series of tweets about a rape and paedophilia allegedly written in the past by Gunn surfaced online.
What did he say?
I can't find what he said anywhere. I tried to find what he said. It's really weird. BBC, for some reason, they'll never show you the tweets that people are complaining about. They only show the responses, which I do have. Many people who have followed my career know when I started, I viewed myself as a provocateur, making movies and telling jokes that were outrageous and taboo. As I have discussed publicly many times, I've developed as a person, so has my work and my humour. It's not to say I'm better, but I am very, very different than I was a few years ago. Today, I try to root my work in love and connection, and less in anger. My days saying something just because it's shocking and trying to get a reaction are over.
He didn't write that.
You don't think he wrote that?
No, PR.
Oh, God, I've just... Don't look at the screen. Let me read it to you. Oh, my God.
Have you found what he said?
Yeah, you cannot tweet that.
What did he say?
I mean, at least remember that you tweeted that. Go back and delete it.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
No, you don't got to.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The director and writer of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 tweeted, "I like when little boys touch me in my silly place." You can't say that.
On his own? Just wrote... What?
What are you thinking?
That's not humour.
No! I mean, I'm cracking up at the context.
I'm like, he said silly place, that's what...
So hang on, that is humour then? That's what he's... He's joking!
Yeah, but that's not a... Why would that... It's not a... No, but it doesn't make sense why he wrote it.
Oh my God. There's loads. What is wrong with this guy? Let me read it to you,
fine.
Please. Okay. No wonder the BBC didn't show these in the article. The fucking hell. The best thing about being raped...
Are you joking? That's the start of a tweet.
I'm not joking. By the writer and director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my God.
It's when you're done being raped and it's like, woo, this feels great not being raped. Oh my God.
He's basically like saying, you know when you really need a wee and then you have a wee, that feels great.
Yeah, but it's worse than that. Wondering which Disneyland character would be the worst to get raped.
Why is he writing these?
Just made a joke about ass raping my friend when she was asleep. This
can't be real.
The Expendables was so manly, I fucked the shit out of the little pussy boy next to me. The boys are
sick.
Back.
I feel
mate.
Sick. Why? That is. Yes, yeah, sack.
Okay. I mean.
How many likes does that get?
Probably. I mean, okay, what do you think about this?
10 likes.
I'm doing a big Hollywood film adaptation of The Giving Tree with a happy ending. The tree grows back and gives the kid a blowjob. Whoa.
I mean, that's too much.
Okay, let's try and have a little chat about this, because we don't want to be talking about this too long. Just want a little chat. I don't have time to read these all.
I think people want us to read them.
Laughter is the best medicine. That's why I laugh at people with AIDS. New poll, 9/11 jokes, always in poor taste or sometimes funny. Additional question, more or less offensive than Holocaust jokes? For the record, I'm against rape and baby eating in real life, unless you're really, really, really hungry. Guys, I was being serious, not a joke. It's the Sabbath and Jews aren't allowed to open the oven on the Sabbath, so I did them a favour.
Can we please cut this so we've just got Sean saying these things?
This is shocking.
It's shocking.
Wondering which Disneyland character would be the worst to get raped by. I think it's Goofy, but Sleepy would suck too. Mark, what do you think the worst Disneyland character would be? No. I mean, that's too much. Okay, he is joking. They might be in poor taste. Eagle snatches
is
kid.
Is this before he got any big deals?
Of course. Look, there's a date. 12th of the...
2012.
22nd.
Yeah,
I get confused with the American.
Yeah.
22nd of December 2012. So before any Guardians films were made. He was joking. Now, they're in... I think the content... If that was some, like, teenager or something... I just wouldn't care, you know, a teenager doesn't know what he's doing, the responsibility or the sort of context, the effect that might
doesn't
have.
Understand, yeah, the
doesn't
meaning.
Understand the meaning, yeah. Exactly. But he is joking, they're in bad taste. Do you think he deserved to be booted off Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Genuinely. Genuine question.
I mean, I really did like the first two.
Right. I didn't, actually.
Isn't that cool?
I did it. I never liked Guardians of the Galaxy.
Didn't you?
There you go. Because I don't like people...
It will be interesting. There'll be a lot of pressure on the next person because they were big hits. Like to get the same, because there is a real difference in that film to
Edgar
the others.
Wright. Give it to Edgar Wright.
You reckon?
Well, that is a good shout, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dr. Baby Driver doing Guardians of the Galaxy. Good music. Action. Not bad
heard
shout,
it
is
first.
It? That is a, bad, that
should
is a good
get
shout.
Sacked? It's like, it's funny, should you get sacked for anything that you used to, like, it's...
Well, think about the answer to that, exactly.
Yeah, but that's...
But that, so what he did
they're clearly
was...
clearly jokes.
Yes. Remember, he works for Disney. Marvel is Disney.
I mean, he's so stupid that he didn't realise that that was...
Why didn't he remember and go back?
Of course. Straight away.
I'm going to have a look down Twitter feed.
I'm surprised it's... Don't say that. Well, you've got to do it before this goes out on Friday because everyone else is now going to...
Well, it's not going to be like that, is it? But there might be some ironic...
Yeah, you've got to be careful, haven't you?
I think you can't do irony right now.
The thing is, my instant thought was like... One joke, he was, yeah, he'd be, oh, what an idiot. But
yeah, it's brilliant.
Too
That's
many.
The problem.
Way
Leave,
too many.
Exactly, yeah. Sorry, James.
You could just That's say it. I got hacked, couldn't you?
Yeah, but that many times. That was.
Well, that's. Movie, yeah, sorry.
Movie news.
That's taken quite a while. Movie news.
Yeah. Chris Pratt, some breaking news.
Breaking
to me,
news.
Anyway. Chris Pratt has tweeted into response of all of this. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger.
What?
I like that.
Let
that
every person be quick to listen. I don't get, even understand what he's getting at.
Oh, for fuck.
My dear brothers and sisters.
So.
Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. So yeah. Just take a bit of time
Let's
to think about it.
Let's just settle down. Let's think about what's happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Hang on, I already did read James's response, his own response, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think about that? Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. I really like that. I love Chris
but
Pratt.
But there were jokes. It's not
See,
like
Chris Pratt had done those tweets. Wouldn't care.
I love Chris Pratt.
Exactly.
Oh, he's hot, isn't he?
Oh.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Gosling.
Well, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Okay. So he's ahead of all the Ryans for you.
Yeah.
You know what? He might be for me as well.
You would rather sleep with Chris Pratt.
I think Ryan Reynolds is better looking.
Ryan Reynolds is better looking.
Technically better looking.
But Chris, what I like about Chris Pratt is he used to be...
A bit fat.
Like, yeah, normal sort of. And now he's ripped.
Well, to be honest, I don't think he is always ripped. He's just always ripped for that film. But I think he probably goes back to being normal again, which is probably a nice thing about Chris
Pratt.
But I think he said it in an interview.
Yeah. Right, by the way, there have been talks about a live-action Thundercats movie, and there is no word on whether Cats will be a CGI-heavy film or if the actors will dress in a cat makeup. There you go.
Thundercats. Oh, I'd love that.
Do the theme tune.
Thundercats.
Can we get the fun? Can we try and listen to the Thundercats song later on, please?
I'd love that.
You'd like, Mark would like that. So,
you'd like it.
I would love it.
I know you would.
I'd love it. I'd love it if we play the Ghostbusters animated series one as well. It's got more of an electric bass than the film version.
Laser.
Anyway, so Zoe Saldana tweeted, "It's been a challenging weekend, I'm not going to lie. I'm pausing myself to take everything in before I speak out of turn." She read the Chris Pratt tweet. "I just want everyone to know I love all members of my Guardians of the Galaxy family. Always will." It's been a challenging weekend. Why is it affecting everyone else? They're just sad. Their mate's being sacked. That's
I guess
it is,
so. It's a big deal
if
for
you
them.
Got sacked, I'd be upset.
Oh, thanks. It's a big deal if like they're part of this really big franchise that's really popular, and now it's all changing. Like the guy who's made it, they're now thinking, is it going to go downhill?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. A lot of pressure. So that was movie news.
Movie news.
Should we have a song?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do we do that?
Yeah, what are we having?
Okay, well, let's have... well, I like this. Let's have Suzanne by Weezer, and this is from Kevin Smith's Mallrats in 1995. You seen that?
Yes.
Have you? You seen Mallrats?
Yeah, I have seen it.
Oh, what did you think?
Has it got the those two people in?
Jane and Silent Bob. Stoners.
Yeah, those two.
Seen it. What did you think?
I can't remember.
Suzanne by Weezer from Mallrats, 1995, Kevin Smith's film. Mark, just for you, baby. By Jules Bass and Bernard Hoffer, if you're wondering.
Wow.
There you go.
My mic doesn't sound right, Sean.
Oh, a talk.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Told you.
I pressed
that.
A button.
Hey, there you go.
Oh.
I told you that. You looked at me like I was mental earlier.
Well, no, because the thing was up, but I didn't press the button.
Oh, so if you press a button, that mutes me, does it? Like my Twitter.
Try it.
Yeah, that's what does it.
Yeah.
No.
Cool. So, right. Thundercats, that was fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Cats.
Very good. Oh, right.
Hey.
So, okay, it's time for, well, it's time for your DVD
That sounded more robotic today. So I've reviewed Interstellar.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like Interstellar?
Of course I loved it. Christopher Nolan, IMAX, yes, please.
Yeah, yeah. How many times did you watch it? Loads.
At the cinema?
Yeah.
Probably three.
Did you?
Yeah.
Took you that long to understand it?
No.
No, you got it. Did you get it first time, or did you have to sort of try and really look into understanding what the hell was going on?
I probably still don't exactly get it, but, you know, I got enough to enjoy the film.
Okay, cool. I thought Interstellar was going to be about an alcoholic Italian football team.
Right.
Interstellar.
Ba-da-boom-tsh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cooper, Matthew McConaughey, is a widowed father of two. He is a farmer who is also an astronaut and would therefore be the most qualified to operate a tractor beam.
Ba-da-boom-tsh.
He goes on an exploration into space to find a new planet as Earth is withering and covered in dust. Surely the humans should just pledge together.
Ba-da-boom-tsh.
Did you get that one?
No.
Dustin, pledge. Use pledge to dust.
Ba-da-boom-tsh.
You never.
Ba-da-boom-tsh.
You don't dust, do you?
Do you dust?
Yeah. No.
No.
I've got a cleaner comes in once a week.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Cooper travels into space with Brand, Anne Hathaway. When discussing different options to save humanity, she says she likes Plan B, whereas he doesn't. Surely this isn't a good time to discuss tasting music. Someone told me this was a 5-star movie, but I counted loads more than that. Although there are many wormholes, and by wormholes I mean plot holes, I still thoroughly enjoyed it. 9 out of 10.
There you go.
There you go.
9 out of 10.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah, but what if it was out of 5 stars?
4.
You didn't go Mark's Inman's.
I didn't, know. I missed that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put... You annoyed?
What?
I didn't do that bit? You like that
well,
bit?
I like that. It's just what you normally do. So yeah. Do what you normally do.
Yeah, Mark's Inman's out of 10.
Yeah,
if it was out of 5, 4.
Okay.
Well, I would give it 5.
It's not the same. Oh, I gave it 5.
Did you?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Pardon me, that was Mark's DVD review.
Yeah, what's next?
That's a little time. It's time that we talk to Danny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give a little chat to Danny. What was that?
It's Danny Waugh's elevator pitch.
Yeah, so Danny will, for any new listeners, Danny will pitch myself and Mark a film.
I think you need to up your energy a bit, mate.
Do I?
Yeah, I think it's dropped a bit.
Oh, God,
yeah, it's
sorry.
Not you telling that to me, but I was sensing it then. You're just going through the motions. So I thought, I tell you, so
right,
we know
okay,
to
I'm
pick
right,
it up
right,
a bit.
Yes, you're right. Okay, so yes, Danny Ward. He will be pitching us his movie idea within 2 minutes. And then myself or Mark will be greenlighting it. Was that good? Was that
yeah,
more like it?
Very good. Snappy.
Danny, hello.
Hi, guys. You all right?
How are you?
Hey, fine. How are you?
I'm very good. A bit tired. I'm lagging. I had fish finger sandwich, chips and a slice of pizza.
Not in this weather, man. That's too much.
Exactly. Mental. How are you handling the heat?
Well, it basically... I'm staying indoors, keeping the window shut with the guidelines. I've got a couple of fans on.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. Okay, shall we just crack on?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Danny's elevator pitch.
This summer has seen the ITV reality show Love Island enjoy record viewing figures. For those not in the know, it's a show about upstanding, integrity-driven millennials living together in a villa attempting to find love. But where is the peril? Where is the jeopardy? They don't like it, they leave. We don't like them, they are made to leave. Imagine, if you will, a time in the future when the need for TV ratings is so fierce that the ramifications of not finding love are actually deadly. The year is 2056. The human race is suffering from the ravages of an easy come, easy go culture, whereby marriage rates are at an all-time low and procreation has virtually collapsed. Thanks to the development of genetic research, scientists have been able to isolate and identify the precise chemical in the brain that makes a person fall in love. This chemical can now be extracted from one human and implanted into another, a process the government hopes will restore order to a loveless world. In order to raise funds for the research, whilst at the same time sating the appetite of a bloodthirsty audience, tempted by the reward of £5 million, young people are now placed on an island whereby they must fall in love. The levels of the love chemical in their brain are monitored, and if they don't record a rising rate as they mingle with the opposite sex, they're put to death. We focus on the climax to the series. There are only three people remaining on the island, and realising that their lives depend on it, they must attempt to fall in love in order to be spared the death penalty. But with two men and only one woman remaining, how will they go about this deranged courting process? Who will fall for who, and who will meet their end? What follows is a panic-driven attempt by both men to fall in love, whilst the woman must decide which one of the suitors she is most likely to fall in love with and thus save her life. Is it really possible to fall in love on command? This is Love Island meets Running Man, where we answer the age-old question, do you love me? I hope you do.
There you go.
Wow.
So what was it called? Do You Love Me?
It's called Love Me to Live.
Love Me to Live. Sounds like a Bond movie.
Love Me to Death.
It does sound like a Bond movie.
Danny, thank you. Well done. Very good. I am afraid I wasn't listening to a word of that. Because I tried to find my sheet to find out the UK box office top three, and I couldn't find it. Tuned back in, I didn't know what you were talking about. So I'm going to hand over to Mark, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
It's basically Love Island, and if they don't fall in love, they die.
Oh, yeah. So it's like sort of Battle Royale, but with love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Lobster. A bit like Lobster. Lobster. A bit like Lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster. You didn't like Lobster, did you, Sean?
Despised it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny?
Yeah?
When the... So you got the three left. Surely both guys could fall in love with that woman, and then they're fine, right?
Well, that is a hole in the plot you've identified.
Fine.
I like the idea, Danny. I feel like we need to... I'll give you a bit of money for development, and let's just hash out these problems. Hash out these problems, and I reckon that's a winner. Especially with Love Island at the moment, so hot.
I'll get the writers on it.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Danny, sorry, mate. Sorry I didn't give you the attention that you deserve.
I told you were zoning out, like, before that.
Mate, I told you. Too much food. The heat. Not being able to find the sheets. Sorry. Sorry, Danny.
No worries, mate.
But you're leaving with some development money to come back with the idea and just improve and cover up those plot holes.
Consider it done.
Thank you.
Cheers, boys.
Bye,
mate.
I feel bad that's the only time I talk to Danny now is when he does that. And it's
and
not
you
really
never
talking.
Listen to him.
Well, I don't talk and I don't listen, so...
Yeah, you need to do that, Sean.
Well, hang on. Well,
this is definitely... You definitely have to
listen
to Danny.
Well, hang on a second. Then we would have come back and I wouldn't know where we were in the show.
Well, after this is a song.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, but... Okay. Yeah, I could have just left it then.
You could have just left it and listened to Danny. Danny has slaved over this review.
All right.
This thing.
Oh,
for,
that made
for
me
hours.
Feel even worse.
Well, you need to, you need to give your guests
minds,
some air.
Don't you forget about me
don't
from the film
me.
The Breakfast Club,
Sean,
1985.
I don't feel like you take me seriously.
I do.
You're not even listening to me now. You're not listening to Danny.
Inside and out, and love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me.
So that was Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
So what's happening now, Sean?
It's you time for the UK box office top three. UK box office, box office, top three, 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 three. Kevin!
Danielson, remember, remember lesson about balance. Not just for karate, for whole life.
Have something interesting for the listener. That's Planes, Trains and Automobiles. There you go. So UK box office, top three. In at number three, Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
Starring The Rock, directed by Rawson Marshall Thurber. Strange name. A father goes to great lengths to save his family from a burning skyscraper.
Did now,
we were just talking about Die Hard. This apparently is a complete and utter rip-off, and that's sort of the point of it. Then they've been unashamedly making the comparison in posters and trailers. Mark, you've seen it. I've not seen it.
It doesn't matter if you've seen it.
I'm actually up for seeing it. Very good. That was Mark being The Rock. give us other rock quotes.
If you smell... I'm not going to do the whole thing.
Okay, fine. So, The Rock is in Skyscraper. Yep. Not a reboot of Die Hard, but a rip-off.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
You don't think that's the case?
It's not about... really.
People being stranded within a tower building.
They are, but there's so much more to it,
I
think.
No terrorists. Are you sorry?
There are bad guys.
You're coming out at the top of your review for this film and saying that there's more to Skyscraper than there is Die Hard. Are you saying that that Skyscraper is better than Die Hard?
No, I'm not.
Right, tell us about Skyscraper. Because the last time we talked about a rock movie was on here, Jumanji. We both loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Both loved it.
I love The Rock. I'm a wrestling fan.
Who doesn't like The Rock? But if you don't like The Rock, know your role and shut your mouth.
Yeah, very good. So it starts and he has his...
Before I take you down Jabroni Drive, down Smackdown Avenue, and what is it? Oh, God. Whip your candy ass.
Candy asses. I like the way he says asses.
Yeah.
anyway.
Try and get in. Okay, go do this and rock quotes.
No chance.
Just try it. You might be able to.
No. So,
just kill the fun.
Okay, I'll try. So he gets blown up as an FBI agent at the beginning of the film, and he loses his leg. So that's a big thing.
Oh, my God, he must have hit rock bottom! Thank you. Thank you very much.
And with all the burning, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, because he's cooking, because he's on fire.
Go on.
He's on fire.
Go on.
So he's basically got it's like 10 years later after that, and then he's got a prosthetic leg, one of the like the good ones, you know, the ones that sort of athletic ones,
not just like a wooden stick like a pirate.
Oh, no, it's not actually like it's not a blade, but it's very, I don't know, it's
like a Pistorius leg.
Oh,
what?
Yeah,
carry on.
It's controversial talking about him, isn't it?
Well, it's a frame of reference. He's probably the most famous person with an expensive prosthetic leg.
So he doesn't work in the FBI anymore.
Yeah.
And he's got a security job. And there's this building that's been built by this guy from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Is that Hong Kong?
Hey, Die Hard. The business has come over from, well, Asia anyway.
Yeah. So this is in Hong Kong.
Oh, this is in Hong Kong. Okay.
It's the world's tallest building.
Nice. I like it.
It's like crazy technology in there.
Give us some gems.
What do you mean?
Oh, like, you know, what the hell do you mean by there's some crazy technology in there?
It's like
the
really
fuck does that mean?
It's like, what's wrong with you? Oh my God. So the bottom section is like it's like shopping centres and all that sort of stuff.
That's not technology.
I haven't finished.
There's some shops at the bottom of the building.
I haven't finished.
Oh, have you been to my area? Oh, mate, honestly,
I've never seen a building like that with loads of shops in.
My flat has got mental technology. Why? Oh, there's a shop around the corner. You idiot.
I'm not an idiot. Anyway, so many floors.
You're not an idiot.
And then you go up.
I feel bad. Sorry
about
that.
There's like this, like a gardeny bit, and it goes up further. And there's like these spinny things.
Crazy technology.
Shut up. There's no spinny things, turbine thing, and that generates loads of power for the whole thing at the top. That's technology, isn't it?
What, a fan?
Not a fan, is it?
Yeah.
Windmill.
And then there's this thing right at the top where it's I didn't understand this bit, and I don't really think it makes sense.
You didn't understand a rock
these,
movie.
These sort of these mirror things just shoot up, and then they're like this, and then it can sort of take the images. You know, like in I tell you what, you know, like in Piers Brosnan's which one was it? James Bond where the car goes invisible because they take images from
Die Another Day.
Do you know? So
Halle Berry.
Yeah. So they do the same sort of technology in that, where the building at the top, they change it and it looks like you're just walking on air. So it's quite cool. That
is amazing.
Yeah.
That's some crazy technology, right?
Thank
there.
You. Can I have an apology from earlier, please?
No. Because you gave other examples such as gardens.
Yeah, of course,
and
you start with the worst things. That's you not, build up to the best
it's
things.
It's just not a technology.
If
mate.
I had started, I went, this really cool mirror things that make it look like there's nothing. And,
yeah,
then,
and then
I lead on and go, well, and no. There's some shops.
Because that's just not a technology. It would have just been irrelevant.
But I had to go through the floors.
Doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, so what happens is...
the floors, mate, are in what you're saying.
The guy who runs it, who owns it, built it, is in the penthouse at the top, and he's got this thing that these bad guys want. And the Ooh. Only time they can get him out of there, because there's so much security, is by trying to burn the building down.
Ooh.
So they set fire to half the building, so the middle bit, but the security is brilliant, so it contains the fire. But what they do is... don't really want to give too much away... but they want to get hold of a security like iPad thing to break into it, and then they can manipulate and open the air vents, and the fire goes up. So they do all that sort of stuff. So the Rock's family are caught above the fire.
Yes,
and they're not meant to be there because in the residence section, people aren't living there.
Yeah, yet,
but they've been put there because the Rock's been brought in to do security to test everything.
Yes,
they're in there. The Rock isn't in there. The Rock's got to get in there to save the day. That's the film.
Brilliant.
Yes. Talking about being like other films, so there's a scene at the end, which I guess this could be a spoiler. Spoiler! It's not really going to ruin the film.
Okay.
But where those mirror things I was talking about come up in this room, that happens. And you know Enter the Dragon is really similar.
Oh, cool.
It's a rip-off of that.
But yeah, but that sounds good.
With guns.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah, it's a load of nonsense, and it's a load of
but good nonsense.
Yeah, it's
Jumanji's
fun, man.
Nonsense.
It's really fun.
Yeah,
and like,
funny.
Yeah, there are
you
funny
know,
so parts.
Are there
yeah.
good lines? You yeah, know, that's
the
what
rock,
you want.
The Rock, yeah, the Rock's got a few.
You want your one-liners, don't
yeah,
you?
The Rock's got a few.
Yeah, okay.
It's all about the Rock getting in the building and the action.
So in at number two, Incredibles 2, and in at number one, Mamma Mia. Right, okay, Incredibles 2. Now remember, superheroes are banned.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And so what happens is Bob Parr...
Sorry, for a second. What happened at the end of the last one? Because they were banned. I can't remember how it ended.
I actually think they're still banned.
Okay.
But they've just saved the day.
Yeah, okay.
They saved the day.
Yeah.
And so where this takes place is they're still banned, but the mother, yeah?
Yeah.
Helen, Elastigirl.
Yeah.
She is given the role of basically promoting superheroes to try and get them... back from being banned.
Okay, being reinstated.
Allowed. Yeah, well done, reinstated. Good.
Thanks
Thank
very
you,
much.
Mark. And so what happens is Bob Parr, Mr. Incredible, is left to care for the kids. It's sort of subverting the traditions of, you know, woman stays at home, yeah. The man goes out and works. They,
oh,
sort, of
nice.
They sort of swap that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and you watch him. That's basically his challenge, is being a dad, and hers is being the superhero.
Ah.
What that does to the family, you know, learning about each other's roles. And, of course, there's new characters. It's very funny. And that's it, really. Even the action sequences are brilliant. The whole thing, it's just perfect. The cinema was packed. It tells you everything you need to know, with all ages.
Yeah.
You know, normally I come on here, I moan about phones out and all that stuff. Nothing. Not, mate, there's babies in.
Yeah.
The whole thing is silent until there's a joke. And the audience was laughing like it was a comedy club.
Really?
It's absolutely brilliant. I just love Pixar. It's Pixar at its best. It's five, it's five capes out of five. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm really looking forward to going.
Yeah.
I'll make that next on my list.
Cool.
It's either that or Mamma Mia, and I don't want to watch that, really.
It got 93% Rotten Tomatoes review rate. Less from the audience. Actually got 87%. I don't know why that is. That's mad. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Skyscraper, by the way.
Yeah.
You won't know. Guess what it got from the audience?
More than the critics.
Yes.
80.
Very good. 79.
Right.
Critics, 49.
Yeah.
In the number one, no surprise
number
here.
One.
Actually, it is a surprise. I thought Incredibles would have been
Mamma
number one.
Mia.
Yeah. Here we go again. 5 years after the events of Mamma Mia. Sophie learns about her mother's past while pregnant herself. Directed by Ol Parker, it's Meryl Streep, Cher, Andy Garcia, Colin Firth. That's not... I'm thinking, oh, what's her name? Actually, the star isn't in the thing.
You know what's weird about that?
Forgot her name.
Cher plays Meryl Streep's mum.
Yes, Lily James.
It's weird, isn't it?
What?
They look about the same age.
Cher plays Meryl Streep's mum.
Yeah.
I know. But I think it's just a bit of fun. I think that's part of the fun. No one cares. Yeah. It's a musical.
But she is quite old. She's just got loads of work done.
Right, don't have a pop. Yeah. It's great. So Rotten Tomatoes, 79% audience
score.
Why is
our producer putting the middle finger up at me? That's true, though, isn't it?
Can't have a pop at Cher, mate.
No, I'm not a pop.
Not on here.
It's just fact. 70 years old. She looks amazing.
72 years old.
So could she be Meryl Streep's mum then?
Don't duck with Cher, mate. 79% Rotten Tomatoes, 76 from audience score. That'll do. It's a high up. Apparently, Mark Kermode, you know, probably our country's most famous critic.
On par with us, isn't he?
Very much so. Little fella. 5 stars he gave it. 5 stars.
Did he?
People just loving musicals at the moment. Yeah. I think it's what the world needs. Yeah. The state of it at the moment.
That's why Cats is coming out.
Just want to sing and dance. Cats, Mamma Mia. Did you like Mamma Mia 1?
Don't know. Didn't see it.
Will you see Mamma Mia 2? Here we go again.
No.
I will.
Will you?
I'm up for it. I love Colin Firth. Yeah. And Pierce Brosnan.
More than Hugh Grant?
Don't ever ask such a stupid question.
Why haven't they cast Hugh Grant in this film?
Why isn't Hugh Grant in every film?
Yeah, he should be in every film.
So yes, we've not seen
Black
Mamma
Panther.
Mia. Black Panther.
It's not one film that Hugh Grant couldn't improve.
There you go. That's it. That's the UK box office top three. Well, we're not seeing it, but I will see it, and I'll be ready to come back and talk about it.
Yeah,
we're going to have a chat with our guest, Anne Ogbomo. Here she is. She's here to promote the new show, Krypton, which is on, Sci-Fi's Krypton. It can be seen on Channel 4 here on August the 13th at 9 p.m. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
You are very welcome.
So this is huge. Krypton, this sort of, what is this? This is the story of how, the beginning of Superman's family.
Well, or the planet. It's not the very, well, you could say that. It's like, it's set in the time of Superman's granddad.
Right, yes.
And so you're exploring really the planet Krypton way before Superman was born, but there's quite a lot of time travel in it, so you actually do get people from Superman's time.
Yeah,
so it's a bit weird. It's like, it's part like exploring the origin of Superman, but at the same time Superman is very much a presence in it as well. It's weird.
Really?
You have to watch it.
We will watch it.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
You've got comic book fans here.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Have you done that? Have you had to do that thing? And I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times, but have you had to go back and read all the Superman comics to get a sense of the world?
Do you know what?
Or have you pretended that you have and just sort of not done your homework?
Do you know what? They're still by my bedside table now.
Yes.
I've got loads
really?
Of... Yeah, I was sent... No, of course. Well, they are, but I was sent loads of them. But having been read, I must say... Yeah, they're a constant memory there, yeah. I had to go and read loads of stuff. But the great thing about the character I'm playing is there's nothing about her. So yeah, it's brilliant. And, you know, I went back and I watched all the Superman films, which was just great because they're still absolutely brilliant.
Which one was your favourite? Which one was your favourite?
Oh, Superman 2.
That's what I said.
It has to be.
That's what I said.
That's everyone's.
Yeah, with the Zods in. And they were my favourite as a kid as well. So it's just great having to play a Zod.
So you're the first... ever female General Zod? That's right.
You could, yeah. It's I'm the first. Well, I'm the first female Zod who's a general, but I'm not the General Zod that we will know from the Superman films and comics. Yeah, there's a bit of a confusion there. General Zod is Superman's contemporary, right?
Yes.
But obviously, in previous times, there were other generals yes. who are Zod. So I right. am a general who's also a Zod, but I'm not the General Zod that everyone will know from...
You sound like you've had to say that a thousand times.
I do like to clear that up a bit, yeah.
Right.
So I've got a quick question. What is it? What universe? Is this a brand new Superman universe, or is it associated with any of the films or anything else?
Yeah, the Justice League.
It exists in its own. Oh no! It exists in its own right.
Okay.
It can't be because it can't be because she's already in Wonder Woman and Justice League as a different character. So, of course not.
Oh yeah, that's all Justice League, isn't it?
Yeah.
So stupid.
I love the way you talk about me there. Like I wasn't present.
No, I don't know because I was just.
That was great. I
classic
think
Walsh.
In the Justice League.
We thought we'd muted this.
Okay, so before we move on to Love That Film, actually, what we want to ask you, we have a question that we ask every guest, and it's Ryan versus Ryan, and we wonder which you prefer, and it can be in any way you like. Whether you prefer Ryan Gosling or
Ryan Reynolds? Because Sean and I always have this argument. If we had to, I'd sleep with
Ryan
Reynolds.
Are they the same person? No. It's Ryan Reynolds is a Deadpool guy. Is that right?
Yes, Deadpool guy.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling is La La Land guy. Yes.
Oh, but he's Blade Runner. Oh God.
Yeah.
That's the thing. This is a question of Blade Runner versus Deadpool.
There you go.
That's what it boils down to.
That's the question: Deadpool or Blade Runner?
It's really hard.
I'm glad
right?
you're thinking about it.
Yeah, thank you for taking the consideration that we think the question deserves.
Yeah, now, in terms of when you say one or the other, in what context? Is this a romantic context? Just having a chat with?
With Sean and I, it's sleeping with.
Yes.
If we had to... for Sean and I, when we first had the argument, it was who would you rather sleep with if you had to?
And it goes back quite a while, but that's a bit crass if we ask you that. So for you, that's up to you. You can sleep with one of them if you want. But if you just if you just want to go and have a nice Five Guys or Nando's with them, or even a peck on the cheek, which Ryan would it be?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm just going to go with my instinct here, because obviously one's very funny.
Yeah.
But Blade, it's got to be. I'm taking it on a whole scenic level, right?
Yes.
So forget the humour, but if you're talking about just. It's Blade Runner.
Bloody hell.
That's unusual, actually. Most of the people go for Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah. For comedy, if we're going to sit down and have a laugh, but even if you think about that in a romantic context and sleeping with, it's not going to be fun at the end of the day, is it? Because he's going to compensate for what he can't do elsewhere with his comedy.
You've worked out why I'm a comedian. So let's go to Love That Film, actually. This is basically guilty pleasure. That's all this is, Anne. Film do you love that, you know, most people tend to not?
Do you know what? It's terrible. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm really... Honestly, because I've told people this before and they, like, you know, I just feel very small.
I have no idea what it's going to be.
No, but, you know, it's just got to be anything with Leonardo DiCaprio in it. And preferably a romantic comedy.
Okay.
But it is. It's a serious guilty pleasure. It's bad.
Any Leo films? Has he done many rom-coms?
Yeah, go on. My first one, it was Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who has a go at you for that? That's amazing. Romeo and Juliet.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, I used to hate Claire Danes in that film. It's like, why her?
Jealous. Very jealous.
No, but yeah.
Okay. Right, did you used to have, or maybe you still do, like posters of Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I don't do that. I don't stoop that low. I can't do the whole, I don't get starstruck. I can't really deal with the whole poster things of people that you like. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's bizarre.
Fair enough. I won't talk about my entire bedroom. Even my ceiling, genuinely true, my ceiling being covered in Spice Girls photos. Not photos. Not photos. Posters. Not photos. That would be really wrong.
You've got the calendar, haven't you?
I had.
You've got the calendars.
I think we spoke about this before. Spice Girls did photo albums instead of sticker books.
Right.
And I had so many of the photos that I completed the album twice over.
Oh my god.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah,
pathetic.
One of my mates used to have, like, it was Spice Girls, Kylie Minogue, like literally Kylie Minogue in his bathroom above the toilet.
Oh my god.
I think he still has
the toilet.
There.
Oh dear.
I know, it's not right, is it?
No. So, as we mentioned, before you go, we got what you're in Wonder Woman and Justice League. I don't know. You're probably not even allowed to mention this to us. But do you know? Is there more of that world of the DC world? Are there more of those films to come? Obviously, we know Aquaman's coming out. Will there be a Justice League 2?
Do you want me to get shot? Is that what you're aiming at? Like, do you want my life to end here?
Sorry. Yes. No.
I can't tell you anything about anything, but I can tell you.
Go on. What
about
can
Krypton?
You? Yes.
No, I can tell you about Krypton.
Have you got more to tell us about Krypton?
Well, you know, when it's...
No, that's fine.
You know, when it's out and all of that.
Yes, no, I've got when it's out. It's out. It's on Channel 4, 13th of August, 9 p.m. And good luck with it. I hope it's a huge hit
over
here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the show. I hope
you
speak again. Ta-da. Bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
And I'm going back there. Fantastic. Fantastic to have her on the show.
Yeah. That was really fun.
Lovely, fun lady.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Stand and Calling.
Oh, yeah, is that the next thing we do?
That's the next thing we do. We're going to be live at Stand and Calling. We are, we're doing Filmish.
I thought it was newsish.
No, it's Filmish.
Oh!
We're doing Filmish at Stand and
Calling. Oh, cool. Wicked.
Oh, is it newsish? Oh, it is newsish. Maybe we'll do a little film bit.
We should, yeah.
We'll do a film. We'll do Filmish within Newsish. We will do what we want.
Yeah.
No one will tell us what to do.
Yeah, live. If you're at Stand and Call, then come and watch us because it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, imagine this, but with people watching. Or imagine this with people
listening.
Walking out. Walking out.
Yeah.
That's Sunday, 2:30 p.m. You can catch us in the, I don't know, probably the comedy tent.
Yeah, I expect so.
Just give 20 quid to someone to give you one of those little magazines, little guides. So expensive, you know, the festival you're paying.
Do you have to pay for those?
That's so much. Right, that's it. So, I've of course been Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons.
Yeah, as always.
That's been Filmish.
Yeah.
You can download our brother show, Newsish.
Yeah, do it.
RT, recommend.
Please, yeah, write some nice things if you like it. If you don't, keep them.
I know the song selected by Anang Bomo is Ghetto Superstar. And
that
this
is
from the film Bulworth, 1998. Enjoy. Cut. Man.
Ways and mean, the supreme dream team, always up with a scheme. Uh-huh. From hubcap to selling raps, name your theme. I'ma rise to the top, floating on the screen. Who the hell wanna stop me? I hated those who got me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas, diplomat immunities. No time for a visa, it just begun. I'ma shoot them one by one. Got 5 stars to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone, and so on and so on. I'ma teach these cats how to live in the ghetto. Keeping it retro, expected from the get-go. Payload, let my mind shine like a halo. For politics with ghetto senators on the D-Lo. In the Senate or behind closed doors, hitting truth to the sea floor. The rich go north, ignore the tug of war. While the kids are poor, open new and better drugstores. So I became hardcore, couldn't take it no more. I'ma reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on in the street.
Now every dog got his day, needless to say. When the chief away, that's when the cats wanna play. I told you, dance around your fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of parade. Kick your balls like Pele, think I'm doing ballet.
like Dante, broader than Broadway. Get applause like a matador, cry yelling ole. Who the hell wanna see me from BK to Calais?
Come on, that is what you are.
When you thought it was safe in a common place, showcase your finest, lose a pass on the horse race. Two phase, getting D-phase out like Scarface. Throw your roll money, let me put on my screw face.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say, wondering what's the penalty from day to day. I'm hanging out, partying with girls that never die. The CEO's picking on the small fries, my campaign telling lies. I was just spreading my love, didn't know my love was the one holding the gun in the glove. Well, it's all good, as long as it's understood, it's all together now in the hood.